Listen, I want to pull your coach to something. Listen to this. Men are getting scared, scared. They're getting scarce as hen's teeth. Yeah. Men are getting scared, scared. They're getting scarce as hen's teeth. Yeah. There used to be a time when a woman could get a man with just her charms. Now in order for a woman to get a man, she gotta take him, she gotta take him, she gotta take him, she gotta take him out of another woman's arms. Men are getting scared, scared. Wanna get scared, scared. They're getting scarce as hen's teeth. And that's mighty scarce. Listen to this. I was talking to this woman the other day. Now she said she was gonna quit her man, cause he's got a raggedy cock. Can you get to that? Look here. Women are funny though. Every time a car's running good, they say, child, that's my car. Soon as it gets to running bad, she say, I don't want that old car, that's his car. Listen, she was telling me. She said the other day, she said, it runs hot, it burns all. This old car is beat and run down. The other day, the battery fell dead right in the heart of town. Embarrassing me. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You tell that man to get a tune-up on that car, get some new set of spark plugs, some brand new tires, and a new water pump, and you keep that man going. Let me tell you one thing right now. Men are getting scared, scared. Oh, they're getting scared, scared. Getting scared as hen's teeth. And that's mighty scared. Hold it, man, hold it. Hold it, hold it. Hold it, man, hold it, hold it, hold it. Hold it a minute. Say, Miss Lady, now you just gonna sit there at that table and eat all the barbecue and ain't gonna give me none. Say what? Oh, not you again. Say, Leroy, here's this woman with them skinny legs again. She got a greasy mouth this time. Come on, baby, get this greasy mouth woman. She reminds me of them folks up in Navasota, Texas, eating barbecue and drinking red soda water on the 19th of June. Look here. Give me a piece of that barbecue and kiss me with your greasy mouth, say. Yeah, I was talking to this woman the other day. Now, here's a woman that was gonna quit her man because he wasn't making enough money on his job. Talking about how much tax Uncle Sam take out his money. She went on to say something like this. She said, they take tax and more tax, and he keep on taking that tax. Why he take so much money from my man? We ain't got enough to relax. Well, let me tell you one thing, baby. You let that man stay on that little weasley job and let him keep bringing home that little set in the 250 every week. And you keep that man, cause Uncle Sam is gonna get his, baby. You don't need to worry about it.